Thanks so much for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about pricing in adjusting markets.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We want to talk a little bit about an adjusting market and what's going on with you sellers out there where you're saying, I thought I could price it at anything, at least get some attention. That is no longer the case.
And frankly, that's a good situation, because if you were in a market where you sensed you could ask anything and get attention, that is a market that's on its way to what we would call a bubble. That's a market that's on the top and ready to start coming down with the first inkling of any change whatsoever. Interest rates, amount of supply, amount of demand, and so forth.
That's why I prefer in this case the term correction. It is the demand supply flow, and when the demand is tolerant to a point, it's a healthy market. There's more inventory that's staying on the market just long enough to take a good look and make smart decisions. I think in part that's because wages cannot keep up with the appreciation we've seen most recently.
And certainly if wages don't keep up, you can't afford the mortgage payment. And if you can't afford the mortgage payment and the lender won't make a loan to you, you have to buy a less expensive property. That's the only thing you can effectively do. Either that or become a continual perpetual tenant. And for those that have made the decision, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Guess what? You're now buying less expensive property. If everybody is in the same corrective position, the market has to adjust to match the demand.
So a common question with sellers I'm working with is, how do I know I'm right on price? Where do they get the conviction? Understanding there is a shift, so maybe the historical information doesn't really pinpoint, like you'd blue book a car, something, the predictable price that would be right to put on the market today.
Well, and that, if you were to consider this, if you are going to be one of 10 properties that are virtually identical in location, virtually identical in asset benefits, bedrooms, bathrooms, and so forth, if you're the top priced asset in that array, you're not going to get a great amount of attention. If you're in the lower 50%, you'll get a lot of attention.
Oh, but we have a hot tub, Bob.
Yeah, guess what? Big whoop.
That's right. It's true. The big trends are what you have to look at. We'll talk more about how to price smart in this market next program. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.